first Meir Anshel was just a young Jewish boy living in the Jewish ghetto in Frankfurt.
But say ghetto, Zaidi.
Oh, it was a part of the city with a big wall around it. The Jews lived inside the ghetto walls, and most of them did not usually go outside the big iron gates in front. There were people out there who did not like the Jews very much, and going out of the ghetto walls could be dangerous.
You mean Meir Anshel never went outside of the ghetto walls, Zaidi?
Ha! As usual, you are jumping ahead, Dolly. Just listen to the whole thing. One day, Meir Anshel was playing ball near the wall of the ghetto. It was a new, very bouncy ball he had just bought in one of the little shops in the main street in the ghetto square. He suddenly met his friend Shamshon.
Meir Anshel Rothschild, where did you get that brand new ball? I know your parents can't afford frivolous playthings like that.
That's true, Shamshon, but I got the money for it on my own.
On your own? How is that?
Well, you see, my mother bakes these delicious cakes for Shabbos for my family. Often, there are end pieces left over which my mother lets me have. I then spread raspberry jam upon these end pieces and sell them to hungry people on my way to yeshiva for a few copper coins. And I'm able to buy the books I need for study and also a nice bouncy ball.
Oh, Meir Anshel, you truly are a young businessman. One day I predict you'll own a store of your own. Maybe even a bakery. Could I try my hand at bouncing that ball? Please?
All right, Shamshon, but please do be careful. If it bounces over the ghetto walls, the ruffians on the other side will surely take it and make off with it.
Just watch how straight it will fly. Stand back, Meir Anshel, and be amazed.
Oh no! Shamshon, look what has happened. The ball has bounced over the ghetto wall.
I told you you'd be amazed, Meir Anshel.
Your skills are truly awesome, Shamshon, but now, how am I to get my new ball back from the other side of the ghetto wall?